Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text at any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Trevor. We don't know why he's sponsoring a show he doesn't even listen to, but honestly, we don't understand almost anything he does. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Hello, everybody.
That was the longest thing ever.
You just didn't like it because it was about your brother.
I love that it was about my brother. It was just longer.
Well, I mean, they probably are getting longer every week. I will admit that.
So by the end of it, it's just going to be all intro.
Don't give that away.
You're giving away our secret.
The intro is going to be the first break, and we won't even have to show up till 8:30.
Okay.
That's the hope. I mean, that sounds good to me. Why, you like work or something?
I'm a workaholic, didn't you know?
I didn't know that. No, well, I live and I learn.
How do you not know?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to your life.
Touché. Does that surprise you?
No.
Hey, we're not making it about me right now.
We always make it about you.
Anyway,
well, let's make it about the show.
Welcome to On the Internet, the show that's on the internet. We're live every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time, and you should check us out. If you want to, you can call, you can text us. The phone number is 505-750-0304. We know you won't because you're all cowards, but we're okay with that. And also, you should be watching us live because there is no excuse. But
that
if you, you can't watch us live, we're new every Thursday at Duo.com. So today on the show, I've got a lot of prep.
Yes.
But generally, I like have a lot of topics. So there's like a large difference between topics and stuff, but I don't know.
Okay.
What do you got to talk about today?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yay, Katrina.
Well, let's just jump into nothing then.
How do you do that?
Let's start with N. Anything interesting that happened to you this week that started with N? No, N.
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay, what about O?
No, she didn't have one of those this week.
No.
No? Sad.
I mean, it's only Wednesday. I don't.
There's still hope for Thursday.
I mean, I went to school. I went to Topeka today for a work road trip, and we bought 16 chairs for the senior center. And the guy who loaded them onto the truck did not load them well enough, and the box blew out of the truck. As we got onto.
So the O that happened could be, oh no, my chairs.
Yeah. Something like that. We weren't going very fast when it happened, and it was just a big fail.
Okay, what comes after O? T. Anything T? Topeka.
Yeah, Topeka.
What comes after T? H?
H.
Oh, no, I'm going to Topeka.
No.
I?
Interesting.
That's just a word.
I'm freezing. It was really cold this
There time. You go. See, Chris today. Chris did it, right?
I said interesting.
Interesting isn't a thing. What did you do this week, Katrina?
Interesting.
That you ask.
What?
Because the answer is nothing.
Yep. I went to class, okay? I spent my day in class.
In class.
That's the next I.
Okay, we got in again.
Nope.
And then we got G.
Gosh, can we just
grasp at straws for this segment?
Katrina started it.
I did not.
She said we should talk about nothing. So
I did not. I said I had nothing to talk about, as I just proved.
To be honest, I was pretty impressed by the fact that we've already filled 5 minutes of the show with nothing.
That is
literally,
pretty good.
Literally nothing.
Oh my God.
What? You don't like that?
Okay, well, I did come up with one thing that I thought of this morning.
Okay.
I realize that we've been doing this show. This is what, our fifth episode?
It's episode 5. Only 95 episodes until we have to change the name and start over.
So I realize that this is our fifth episode that we have done on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I have not said hump day!
Oh, no. Remember how she thought she invented hump day?
Yeah, Katrina thinks she coined hump day.
I was saying it before the commercial came out.
Everyone on Earth was saying it before the commercial came out. That's why everyone understood the commercial. I was driving a car before I saw the Ford commercial, so I invented Ford commercials.
No.
That's like the exact thing.
That's stupid.
I was eating chocolate before Nestle had a commercial. Nestle probably had commercials hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, what do you have to talk about? Can we just move on?
You know, for someone who brings nothing to the show, you sure are tired of talking about
nothing, I've brought out three topics.
Well, that's true. But technically, you did find those in the last hour.
And technically, I had one this morning, and I just forgot to tell you about it.
So, I would like to make the statement before we really get into the meat of the show that I have a cold. So, there may be times where you hear, and there also may be times where you hear, like, random, you know, like napkin noises.
That's lovely.
Kleenex. And there also might be times where I'm in the middle of a sentence and I have to sneeze. And if that's the case, bear with me. Just be glad I can't get you sick through the microphone.
That's true.
And also, I have eggnog.
Hollynog. Let's be specific.
It's 14% alcohol.
Hollynog. That is almost gone? Is it like already half gone?
Yeah, I had some last night.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of nog. Earlier, I was singing holiday tunes with basically...
Holiday what?
Holiday... About a drunk! I was basically singing holiday tunes with nog replays like jingle nog. I love nog a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Give me some of that noggy nog and nog me in the nog. Something like that.
You just replaced all the words. That was too many nog.
I love nog. I love lamb. I love nog.
No.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited for the holidays.
We know. We are away.
I feel like I'm that old man who just lives now through the holidays.
You're drunk uncle.
I'm drunk uncle. That's exactly what I am. And we're freaking cheap ass studio doesn't even have cups, so I gotta drink Holly Nog out of the bottle like drunk uncle.
Like a drunk. Like the
Glad. You wanna sip?
No.
Good idea, because I'm sick, so
exactly.
I probably should have offered you one before I drank out of it.
Probably.
That would have.
You already drank out of it last
possible.
Night, though.
Exactly.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, it was only cups.
You're
no,
you did.
You drank at least one sip just straight from the bottle.
This is just who you are. It's like, oh, bottle, I must drink you.
She might be right. I do kind of remember that now. I think the very first drink. I just don't have the time to pour it into a cup. I've
got
to get it immediately into my mouth. I've got to get it immediately. And I did drink it in bed. Last night while watching TV.
It's Why true. Does that surprise me?
I immediately came home from like a 14-hour work day, and I went to the bedroom, and I took off all my clothes and got in bed under the cover and poured myself a big old glass.
No, you didn't pour it. You just drank.
And I just started drinking some nog. Noggy nog.
You know what's bad
nog.
Is I can smell the nog from here, and I think it's still coming off your breath.
Noggin around the noggy tree, have a nog.
Okay,
like,
we have to
nog.
Move on from the nog.
Can I have a Katrina moment for a second?
I don't know what that means.
I'm scared.
I feel like Katrina doing this, but I am not on camera at all in this show.
Oh, yeah, Matthew.
Oh, yeah. Our engineer is failing. I feel like Katrina. Am I on?
No, that's valid.
But
there you go.
I haven't valid. Been there at all. Thank
there you.
You.
Are. Now we're half the size, though.
I'm mean, important, too, okay?
She has a point. She is on the show. She should be seen.
I hate this cold. I hate it. Good. Okay.
Now let's move on.
So, top story, eggnog. No, top story.
He just loves his eggnog.
God. And he says that as he opens it, which means now he has to take a drink before he even start talking about the rest of it.
I'm just preparing it to go into my mouth hole.
Your mouth hole.
At any notice, I need
okay.
it available.
Seriously, though, I want to talk about topics. I want to talk about stuff, man. Not the noggin.
Nog's delicious, though. So, earlier today... Mm-hmm. Something happened that rarely happens in Kansas.
What is that?
Now you're annoyed by this topic. I'm just going to drink my nog.
I was saying what is that as in please tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we being so hostile today?
I don't know. You're both being very angry.
Please
over
tell
there.
Me in the way of like, I don't care.
Oh my God, Seth, what happened today?
That's better.
Do tell.
That's better. I like that attitude. There was an earthquake.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nope.
There was.
No, there was not.
There was.
It was barely. What time
did this? What time did this occur?
About 3:45, probably.
Nope. I was back in town. It did not happen.
It wasn't in
town. It definitely
happened. It was really far away, and there were tremors, maybe felt in Manhattan.
I was at my office, where Cameron also works, and it's on the second floor above a warehouse.
Right, so it's rickety.
It's basically built, I think they use one pole, and they just put it right in the middle, and then you just balance the floor, I think is actually how it's constructed. So, okay. Like... For example, not a joke, if a man who weighs more than 300 pounds walks on the floor kind of shakes. So the earthquake probably didn't need to be that significant in order for us to feel it, but it definitely, it felt like it was rocking. Like if you stood on this table and the table moved back and forth,
yes.
It kind of felt like a waterbed. What, you know, like nothing like that?
No, it was just your face. You're just like, la, 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 la. It kind of felt like a waterbed.
That's what it felt like.
It was like this epiphany. Yeah.
Being on the nice blue sea.
Oh, goodness. He's already had too much knowledge.
I have not experienced a waterbed since my childhood, so that's all I got there.
This ain't a joke. I really just hurt my arm, something fierce.
Gotta drink the nog.
I was just doing the wave.
How did this happen?
I don't know.
Why does he do this
down.
To himself?
I'm breaking down. All I did was move my arm in a natural motion.
In a natural
yeah,
motion.
Yeah, I don't know if that's natural.
Well, do you normally move your arms in that motion?
I usually don't move.
That's the point.
Yeah, be careful.
Your muscle's like, oh, look.
No,
oh.
I move, unlike you.
It's like I've never done this before. Panic.
Anyway, so what about this earthquake?
Well, I just want to know if you felt it, but obviously
no,
you didn't.
I did not. It didn't. No. But my supervisor got a text from her son in Ohio, and he was like, earthquake, ? And she's like, what? And we looked it up, and there was nothing on the news at that time.
I did find something on the news.
I mean, now I'm seeing it everywhere. And I'm seeing, like, all people are putting up these Snapchats and stories.
Well,
and apparently a mobile home in Manhattan was destroyed.
No way.
It was on WIBW.
There was not
I didn't
enough.
Read the article, but...
No.
No.
Well, then no. I feel like they're not really, like...
I don't think it was related to the earthquake.
Base.
It might have just been destroyed.
Maybe there was like a white trash food fight or something.
No, it was like toppled over in the picture. I'm making assumptions though.
I thought about like tipping over a tape dispenser and like taking a picture of it and being like, we will rebuild. But I was in a meeting at the time and so
they
didn't have time for my Twitter antics.
That's stupid.
Actually, they did. I just didn't have a tape dispenser. I thought about tipping over my boss's coffee mug, but.
Probably would have been angry about that.
Well, I don't. He might have just been more confused. Like, what are you doing?
Well, was
coffee?
There coffee in there?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, why else would you carry around a mug with you?
Well, it could be. He could have drank it already.
No, I guess that's possible. But I mean, it happened right at the beginning of our meeting.
Okay.
Like, it was. Like
you started your meeting
we
at 3:45.
We felt it, and we literally thought
yeah,
some
know,
fat
was
guy was walking.
That.
And we're like, oh, my God, this is a little more shaky than we've ever felt. And then one of the guys is like, it's an earthquake. And we're like. Oh, my God, you're right. And then everyone out in market started panicking. Cameron flipped over his computer, took his shirt off, and started running around. It was a whole thing.
Party.
Yeah. Party. He thought it was the end of the world. He's prepared.
Might as well get naked.
Yeah, that's his motto, you know? It was like, Chuck E. Cheese today, might as well get naked.
So upset over there. I think she just had a headache.
No, I was thinking of, I got very distracted. And then I was trying to...
Cameron naked? Is that what's happening?
No, it happened, but I didn't even catch that. I was so distracted.
By what?
Okay, so you were talking about the earthquake and vibrations, and I was thinking about the movie. I had to figure out which movie it was, The Ugly Truth, where she has the vibrator, and then
We talked about that on the last show, didn't we?
I was making... In my head, I made a funny about it being stronger than the vibrator you were using. Or wearing. And I don't know why, but that's where I
went. No, that makes no sense.
I don't know why I had that thought, but you said vibrations, and then that's where I went.
That's just where her mind automatically goes, apparently.
That's so much worse than the nog, right?
No.
You can't say no.
I can't do say no. I just did.
I guess
no.
If I could say yes, I guess you could say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and Chris is our tiebreaker, but
well,
she's biased, and we know that.
Have you ever felt an earthquake?
No.
I haven't
either. Well, no, I think... There
well, now you have.
A year ago or 2 years ago.
I mean, there's been a few, yeah.
Because I felt one once when I was... I feel like that in of itself is stupid. I felt one once. I was at dinner, and I was outside on a patio, and I felt it, and then there was all text messages.
Well, this was the first earthquake I've ever felt, and I was very excited to feel it.
Ooh.
Yes. I was about to make a bad like virginity.
I like how everyone in Kansas is like.
See, it's wrong when I say vibrating, and now you're gonna make.
I know.
I mean,
you're right. You were there before me. We're like we said. We're not
never
on the same page.
Never on the same page.
Nope.
That time we were on the same page. We just missed each other by a couple minutes.
The only time we're on the same page is on not being on the same page.
That's true.
I think that's the only true. Page we have.
The only time, or in our show meetings, usually we're on the same.
Oh,
page.
Oh yeah. Well, I yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Matthew's taking a photo of us right now.
It took him a really long time to do that.
Just like with everything.
He's
got to
get me in focus.
No. I bet you $10 it's still blurry.
I love that face. It's a good face.
Oh my God, he took forever to take
I know,
that
right?
Photo.
I was looking at him and then I looked one. Away and I was like, fuck this.
It took forever. Oh. Yeah, okay. Well, earthquake. Guess it's over.
Woo!
Okay. Cameron felt it, I know for sure. Matthew, did you feel
Clearly,
it?
Clearly, it was because you hadn't felt it. You it was
Shay,
the new experience.
Just me and Cameron.
Just you.
Okay, well, I guess the key to feeling an earthquake is being in a poorly constructed building.
I would say my guess.
I mean, the senior center has been newly remodeled, so. Don't laugh.
Just for some reason, I'm like, why remodel
Well, I was thinking how Chris is in the
new
building.
I'm
in a semi-new building. And they work on the other side of town.
Well, I think being on the second floor has something to do with it too, because you guys are on ground level.
Yeah,
but I feel like the first floor would absorb most of it.
I don't know. It was pretty significant. I mean,
it's a warehouse. There's not a lot to it.
No.
It's got some tin and a concrete floor.
I don't know. It was a pretty significant earthquake. Like, and I felt an aftershock, and I mean, it was pretty significant.
Wasn't what all you were feeling an aftershock?
No, I don't.
They felt tremors and then aftershocks.
Okay. Well, like earthquake, you have the earthquake, then you have, you know, tremors, you've got the aftershock, you've got.
You're just saying words that you don't understand right now.
No, that's not true.
There's an epicenter from which the earthquake originates. They felt the tremor from that original shake and then the aftershock, but their tremor was very, very insignificant compared to if you were right on the epicenter.
Yeah, and the epicenter was south of Wichita.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty big earthquake down there to even feel it up here. It was a 4.8 magnitude, which I have no idea what that means, but it sounds big.
It's significant.
Yeah. So there you go. But
because I think the scale only goes to like 8 or 10.
Yeah, but like it's like decibels where like the more you go up, it's just like double. So like a 4 to a 5 is a ridiculous jump.
Yeah.
But not as ridiculous as a 5 to a 6.
The one I was in, I think when I was in California, was a 5.6 or a 5.8. I remember it like downgraded slightly afterwards.
I was in a 14.7 once.
You weren't.
I wasn't.
Pants?
Don't know what that meant. Cameron
like
didn't even know what that meant.
Size 14 pants was basically her joke.
It's a woman's size.
No.
Yeah, men's pants run like waist in length.
Yeah.
If you had a size 14 waist, you'd be tiny.
A size 14 waist would be like that. Be like my son would be a size 14 waist.
But you were there once.
I don't know if I ever was, to be honest with you. I might have started
he came
off
out
like
really
a 30.
Fat.
That's what I would have been like.
You were a 10-pound baby.
I think I was 8.9 or something like that.
I was a giant baby.
You're still a giant baby. You like that one, Katrina? That was a pretty good one. Yeah, I'm proud of it. All right, well, that was the earthquake.
Woo. We had the same reaction like 3 minutes ago.
I know. This is the second episode in a row where I really wanted to talk about something, but you guys just didn't experience it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
I live under a rock. When did we not?
Well, get out and do something. Quit working with old people.
I go to class. That's my going out and do something. I went to Topeka
people.
Today.
Woo!
Woo! It was great.
Yay!
I was there for all of an hour.
Who cares? Well,
that's how I feel about most of your stuff.
My stuff is relevant, though, unlike yours.
I went to Topeka today. Relevant.
To Katrina and no one else.
We used that as an example to describe nothing earlier. And now you're saying that it's relevant.
To be fair, you were the one that pressured that topic. I was going to just not.
I think Katrina thinks relevant means timely, but it doesn't really.
Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll get back to some basics. I want to talk about butts. I don't know what's happening right now. I don't even know what just happened. Matthew is probably the worst engineer.
We fired fire him now, please.
That wasn't even our show. What show was that?
Can we fire him now?
I have no idea.
Oh. I don't care. You're taking too long.
Anyway,
to
we're supposed
out.
To go to a break, but you got interrupted.
I was trying to segue out of the break, and then Donald Rumsfeld over here just can't do anything right.
It's as bad as life when you couldn't find the button. You're like,
yeah.
Time to end. Oh, wait.
No, I always found the button. I just always had the button turned off. And so I'd play it and be like,
oh,
wait, nothing's happening. Rewind the show. But as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by another show. We're going to talk about butts, Cameron's favorite topic, and we come back. And I have a list this week. Ooh. I know how much you love lists.
I do like a good list.
Yeah. And then I also have the list that you sent me. So actually,
woo, my three topics.
My list is better, though.
I know. So, it always is.
I didn't have a list.
Matthew, are you prepared to mute the microphones? Yeah. Okay. Then we'll be right back. Katrina, sing to this song, will you? Let me hear you. Let me hear you belt it out.
I've been drinking. I've been drinking. That's all I got.
That was actually pretty good from what I heard right there.
Woo!
So. All right, welcome back to On the Internet, the show that is
on the internet.
I was going to say internet. Car.
Can we jam out to this?
Car?
Okay, we're done jamming. You should be watching us live. If not, I literally hate you. So, what are we going to talk about? Butts?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
No?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Because I know what it is. And so just move from
what
it.
Is it?
It's freaking Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Or you Chelsea Handler, who did a mock of it.
Well, see, you do know. So, earthquake, no. Butts, yes. Earthquake, don't know anything about, spend 20 minutes.
I
but
do know
the whole story. Let's not talk about
I
it.
I knew about it, but it was pointless because I didn't experience it, so it's not real.
Katrina doesn't care about earthquakes or butts because neither of them have anything to do with her.
My butt.
Okay, would you like to show your butt like Kim Kardashian?
Oh, no, God, no.
Please let's, get up on no. this table. And
okay, let's start talking about butts. So I have,
well, this is paper.
I have the questions here. Yeah, first of all, this magazine is called Paper, so it's Paper Magazine.
I would think I just went deaf.
New York hipsters. You did not. You had headphones on.
That wasn't that loud anyway.
Still doesn't mean I did not go deaf. Anyway, the magazine is called Paper.
All right, we need to isolate that Katrina-ism. But yeah, so by the way, for those watching us live, this segment will contain nudity. Okay. I was giving them enough time to kind of get away from the stream
gotcha.
Before we went into the nudity part. But!
Way to do that.
Oh, goodness.
So let's talk about this.
How does this freaking happen, though? Seriously.
She's
what
got.
Did they just Photoshop all of the other.
The bottle of champagne is open, and the glass has champagne in it, and then they Photoshop
that does,
on.
You can't
Matthew, go to it camera. Just, go to camera two here. And then the glass on her took a. Has champagne in it, and then they Photoshop in the stream.
They
in.
Should be able to see that. If they can't, they're blind.
Well, I could here show. Go to camera one. So
that's about the same as what I did. It.
Look at
okay, that
better.
Is not.
Ow! Why'd you poke me? Because I'm better than you.
Yes,
that's not fair.
It is fair.
Nothing
Rude?
In life is fair. Or that
I don't even know why I'm
closer to a
I'm
camera.
Going,
Matthew, you played an intro.
You're going to
in the middle of my yes. outro for another.
And he
show.
Did not play Chris in the first.
Yeah, that's true.
Segment.
Anyway.
And he didn't start the intro right. Well,
he did. He did mess up the intro also.
So he's at three.
He's at three fails.
Yeah. And Katrina didn't really fail. She just didn't get quite as close.
We don't pay him, so he's got a 100 strike policy. It's great news
for him. I'm surprised he's still at the board.
Well, it resets every hour, so we're desperate around here. What are we going to do? But anyway, so Paper Magazine, which is a New York magazine that releases eight issues a year, released a thing called Break the Internet. Hashtag break the internet with Kim Kardashian's butt right there on the cover.
What? Butt.
Look at that butt. Go to
Can't
camera
see it.
One. Look at that butt.
Oh, look. Look who failed there.
Look at that
it's
butt.
It's the camera. It's the camera.
That is a booty right there.
Booty.
First
I feel
of
like
all,
that's fake.
Her butt?
No.
Well, they've definitely smoothed it out.
Well, obviously she's got a huge butt, but yeah. I seriously don't think her waist is that tiny. That does not seem proportionately accurate.
I think it's...
They photoshopped it. There's a before and after image out there.
Thank you.
I think it's trick photography. Like, I think it's the angle.
Wait. No. Come here.
Come here.
Just, like, move your eyes closer. I know that it's probably the light, but that feels like it's, like, right there.
I mean,
right
it could there. Be. I don't know. I'm not a Photoshop expert.
I'm not either. I mean, you know my challenges.
Have you seen the other photos?
Just from other things she's been in, I think it's a little skinny. But they always Photoshop everything.
Yeah, everyone.
I mean,
no matter what.
Every photo that's on a cover of a magazine.
Side note, so you see all the
those are the other two photos
the
in the magazine.
The pearls. You see these pearls on her neck?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's actually this image, only without the boobs, that all I could think about was... The indigenous tribes that actually put coils on their necks.
Sure.
And make giraffe necks. That's all I could think about when I saw these beads. And I was like,
I don't necessarily think that's far off from what they were going for. My camera one. I'm going to show people some boobs. Camera
boobs.
One.
More nudity.
There's the other two photos right there. Oh, camera's got to get into it now. Yeah.
Some full frontal.
So those are the four photos. Also, I've just, I also got a few photos here that you probably didn't see. Of her, this one right here especially, I liked. Did you like that?
I approve.
Think of that one right there. That's a pretty good photo of Kim Kardashian. I think I got another one here. Right here, her with a horse body. And then there's a man riding
centaur.
A bike and getting his tire stuck in her butt. And then she's got chicken leg wings.
Okay, you
got
to see me. You got to show me. I need to see. Go. I like the chicken wings.
And pretty good.
And the
chicken wing.
Yeah, she's got.
Sorry, the legs. Whatever.
She's got chicken leg legs.
Chicken leg butt.
So, I like those especially. Also, those are pretty good. Kim Kardashian.
Those
photos.
Especially also.
So,
word.
Here's why I brought this up. Because
yes.
I want to get the women's opinion because I'm all about feminism. Okay.
Okay.
I love feminism, and I'll tell you what part of feminism I like. Okay. There was this thing on Instagram called hashtag Free the Nipple.
Oh, of course you're for that.
Anyone heard of that?
I kind of remember this, yeah.
I feel like it was, I know I'll probably be wrong, but I feel like that was more so for like breastfeeding. Like,
well, it
the,
no,
the stigma of
it
breastfeeding.
Wasn't. The way it started is because Rihanna wore a dress to some award show that was essentially see-through.
All the Kardashians have done that too.
I know, but Instagram pulled down the photo. And then Rihanna's like, really? I can't put my boob on Instagram? What's the big deal?
No.
So now what's happening is girls, I get two conflicting things because feminists hate this, the Kim Kardashian, because it over sexualizes and says like, oh, girls, you don't have a butt like this and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then the exact opposite is this story I have in here.
That, I mean, like, that picture just does not look natural to be able to actually sit the glass on the ass.
I mean, she's got some flexibility. I'll tell you that right now. But
honestly, Kim
Knightley,
just makes me sick. Like, her body, everything, she just makes me sick.
That's just not polite at all.
I'm sorry. I'm not polite.
Katrina just hates her.
I do.
Apparently.
Trying to find this thing. Okay, so Keira Knightley has protested against airbrushing by posing topless in a magazine. Is this really the best way to go about protesting? For those who have missed this enormous international story of grave importance, Keira Knightley agreed to pose topless for the U.S. magazine, or Us magazine, interview on the condition that her image would remain wholly unphotoshopped. Quote, I had my body manipulated by so many different times for so many different reasons, whether it's paparazzi photographers or for film posters. And
who
that
is this?
Shoot,
you said Jennifer Aniston?
Keira Knightley.
Oh.
And that shoot was one of
her.
The ones where I said, okay, I'm doing fine. I'm fine doing the topless shot as long as you don't make them any bigger or retouch it. Because it does feel important to say it really doesn't matter what shape you are. So people are like, I think people are mad that this is bigger than Keira Knightley's nude photo because it's Kim Kardashian.
Of course.
And it's heavily photoshopped and blah, 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 blah. And Keira Knightley posed topless, which really... I'm looking at it both because boobs.
She looks like the ring.
I don't care.
She looks like the ring. Can we just make that?
Oh, I have the actual photo.
Of course you do. Boobs.
Yeah. I said I'm looking because boobs.
Well, okay, while you're looking that up, I have a story.
No, I have it right here. This photo also makes me mad. It's in black and white. And, I mean, sure, it's unphotoshopped, but Keira Knightley is beautiful. It's not like she's Adele. I mean, unphotoshopped Keira Knightley is like most photoshopped normal women. I mean, I would just saying. But even this photo isn't in color, and it's... I just don't get what the big deal is. And then people get all up in arms about nipples. Like, here, here's the boobs. Camera one. Camera one. There we go. Boobs.
But they're so small, you can't even really see them.
Yeah, I know. Like, man? Or woman?
Well, I mean, if you look at the her right one, the left
one. Yeah, you can see.
But then you look at the right one. One looks like it's not there. The other one's there.
And for the record, I don't care. I mean, my boobs are just as big as hers as far as I'm concerned. So whatever.
Yeah.
But and then Chelsea Handler, who you mentioned, she posted a picture of her butt to her Instagram. And Chelsea Handler is famous because, where's that photo?
I mean, I have she's a female comedian, but she's been on E! For the last, well, she just left E! For during, Netflix deal.
During the Free the Nipple controversy, she posted this photo of her topless riding a horse.
And she's got a figure, too. Like, yeah. She's
next to Putin, topless riding a horse. And she was like, if I can post this figure of Putin riding naked on a horse, why can't I post a picture of me riding naked on the horse just because I have boobs? And so, here, camera one, Matthew, here's more boobs for you. Boobs. There's no chance they can see these, but
no,
that's okay with me. And so she got ripped down for that. And then today she posted a side by side of Kim Kardashian's butt with her doing the same thing. It said, can you believe more than two ass can fit on the same screen? Guess which one's real? Your move, Instagram. And it's still up as of right now. But it's just a picture of her pulling down her underwear and showing her butt. There's nothing real special about it.
I like her figure.
Yeah, I mean, she's a pretty, like, yeah, she's a pretty girl, too.
What's funny is my brother and I had conversations with, like, some of her outfits on E! Like, are very flattering, and other times they're just not very flattering. And it's just interesting how, I mean, I don't know. She's more average because, like, I don't know.
So what is your women's opinion of Free the Nipple? Katrina, go.
Why do I have to go first?
Because you're the co-host. Your name's in the show. You have to have an opinion.
I don't have an opinion. No.
Make one up.
I don't know. I feel like it's not that big of a deal, but at the same time, I don't think that it should be as highly publicized as it is. Or like, I don't know. Like, I'm over.
What do you mean? What public?
I don't mean that. I. I don't. Said. I'm not good with words. This is why I don't like
it. Don't. We do talk about that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. No, I don't. I'm all for the natural look and no airbrushing, or even some people that go as far as saying, like, no makeup and all of that. Like, you know, show me who you really are.
And I don't disagree with that. But then again, are you wearing makeup right now?
I just don't. I feel I am wearing a little bit, but not very much. I don't know. I get that showing freeing the nipples is going to get the publicity for the natural look, but I just.
Well, and that's what I don't understand. Okay, this is where I get confused.
That's why I don't get how it fits. So I'm just like, I mean, you want to show your tits, show your tits.
I love like five things in this world. Work, my son, family and friends, the Lord, and boobies. Like those
in
are
that
like,
order?
No, it's probably boobs. Reverse order would honestly be what it is.
Boobs, Jesus.
But boobies is high on that list.
Baby Jesus.
So I consider myself to be an expert on boobies. Okay. I can detect breast cancer from a mile away. Shay, you might want to go see a doctor. But anyway, Free the Nipple bothers me because all of these women are like, we should be able to show our boobs whenever we want. But they don't show their boobs whenever they want. So it's not, and I'm not trying, I sound pervy, but I don't mean to. My point is that like,
don't be for it if like there's like
if
different
you're
times.
Against
like,
it personally,
I'm for showing the boobs, but only in this scenario.
Yeah, I'm only going to show my boobs to my significant other.
To
but
X, Y, and
if
Z.
I want to put them on the internet for everybody to see, I should be allowed to. Well, that kind of doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. That's kind of be like I should be able to set my house on fire without report, even though I'm never going to do that. You know, like it doesn't make a lot of sense. But at the same time, why shouldn't you be able to show boobs on Instagram? What's it matter?
I mean, it's a form of porn.
Is it? Why?
Because people jack off.
People jack off to horses.
But you could I mean, like anything that anyone posts.
Yeah. I mean, why that? And that's the point: is that why do you draw the lines at topless women when you can put up women with duct tape over their nipples and that's okay, Or you could put women in thongs from behind, and that's okay.
I feel like, personally, I feel like everyone has a butt. Granted, they're all different sizes. And I know that this goes for the same for boobs to an extent.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not. Just because women's are actually, you know, usually there most of the time. Give or take a smaller figure. I don't know. Everyone has a butt, so there's less stigma to it. There's less like, oh, whatever, that's a butt. Whereas boobs are not all the same. I don't agree with the taping though, because I think that I mean the body paint, however, I think is very creative because you can't tell.
But, well, yeah, you can. You can see nipples. You can see shapes.
You
can't see colors, but you can see shapes.
You might see like the curve or like the curve of the breast, but it's just,
and the nipple part, you know, that extrudes from the boob.
Maybe.
No, I mean, it's not like you just shave that off when you paint. It's kind of there.
Just gets cut off.
I don't know.
It's a weird topic. There's kind of a double standard. Like, we kind of hit on it last week. Like, you can't say one thing and do another.
Well, it's just like, feminism as a whole for me is kind of a double standard.
Yeah, that's what my story is about this week as well. And it just, I don't get it, because they're all about girls can do whatever they want, but then if they do something that they don't like, then it's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules, like most rights movements, like gay rights or like civil rights,
mm-hmm.
It's very clear
right.
What's right and wrong.
Right.
And I can't even say I'm feminist. I'm feminist to the point where, like, yes, we should have equal pay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know if this is feminism or not, but, like, when it comes to a woman having a child, she should be able to take a month off to be with that child versus 2 weeks.
I agree.
But
there are some feminists who would say that you are right now saying that the woman shouldn't even have to take time off because the man should stay home with the child.
He should be able to get time off, too, if that's what he wants. If that's what they work out, then yes, he should do.
Is there so many different types of feminists? And they're so, instead of being like, women should be able to choose what they want to do, their point is, women should do what I think women should do, not what a man thinks, what I think. And it's ridiculous. If you're a woman, you should be able to make your own choices, and then that's the end of it.
But I don't think any man's out there saying, free the nipple is a bad thing.
Of course not.
So I don't get why this is even a feminist movement. Like, if you want to free your nipples, ladies, free at last. Let them out. I don't care.
And I think
Shay, you want to free the nipple? Matthew, free your nipple.
And I think that counteracts the whole Kim Kardashian being sexualized. Like, freeing the nipples, that's all about sexuality too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And who's gonna be more in love with that?
Well, I think that's also part of their point, is that free the nipple is, like, it gets banned because it's sexual, but a lot of people say boobs aren't sexual.
Of course they are.
Well, that's the differing opinion.
And a butt, just a picture of a butt, can be sexual.
I mean, agree.
Sometimes it's not, but especially with the way Kim Kardashian did it. But then I said that, and I realized, like, well, Chelsea Handler's is pretty sexy the way she posed, too. I mean,
it's a butt. People are going to sexualize it.
Well, and I think part of the reason it's because it's taboo makes it more sexy.
Right.
This is used all the time. It's a cliche now, but in Europe, it's normal. No one cares about
nude
boobs
beaches.
In Europe. We just care.
And that's where, I mean,
yeah.
But similarly, it's those other countries that also, they allow a person up to 6 months off after they have a kid. Male or, I don't know if it's male or female.
They do years in some cases.
They will hold your job up to a year. And it's just, I mean, but they also, they have mandatory, like, you have to take vacation. Like, actually, I take that back. They will take their vacation purposefully, like, every weekend.
Yeah.
Every month. But, last, I have to say something. When you're talking about the whole, I don't know, the bodies, Jennifer Gardner was on Ellen a while back.
Okay.
And they were rumoring about her being pregnant or her having a baby bump and blah, 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 blah. And she was just like, yeah. She's like, I've had 3 kids. I have a baby bump. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, that's natural. It's not this have a baby and, like, Kim Kardashian, a week later, you've lost all the weight, no stretch marks, no nothing.
I guess I just don't get why it's even a thing.
What do you mean?
Like,
what, women having a baby bump?
No, why people even care?
Because all society wants is a figure. They have to have the hourglass. They have to have the flat stomach. They have to have this.
Do you really think that's true? that the vast majority of society judges people as harshly as we're made to believe.
I think they judge celebrities as harshly.
Well, sure, but I would make the argument that celebrities choose that life.
Well, true. Yeah.
I think you have people who look up to them and feel they have to be like them. That's what I don't get, because I know people who, like, one friend in particular, she's always looked at magazines and always watched TV and been like, I want to be like that. I have to be thin. I have to be this. And I've looked at it and I was just like, I'm never going to look like that.
Yeah.
Oh, those are cute clothes. Like, it's always been nothing to me. Yes, of course. Everyone, I think, would rather have a better body.
I agree.
But I don't.
But look at me. I'm fat as.
And that's why I think it's just because of all the photoshopping. But it's the extreme that the photoshopping does.
I don't think so. Because it's like going to see Transformers and you look at a Transformer on the screen and you're like, wow, I really want a Transformer, but it doesn't exist. Like, I feel everyone knows every magazine is photoshopped. And you can look at that. There's no way anyone has this body because it's CGI.
I will say, though, I mean, I think it's very uncommon, but there are those stories of those girls who, like, get surgery to look more like that.
Oh, sure. There's a lot.
As the master's degree in whatever psychology thing she's doing over there. I didn't go to
social
college.
Work.
She would probably tell you that there's more beneath the surface of those people than just
well,
that.
Well, I mean, the fact that it's considered a mental
yes.
disorder.
Yeah.
It's just, we could talk about this for hours. It's just, I don't get it, but I think it's more than just the movie stars and actresses. Like, it's because of the media. And yes, the actors and actresses choose that life and choose to be unhealthy or always have to have a fitness trainer and all of that. But when you watch TV, how many people on there are really average size? Like, Mike and Molly was the first one that was purposely like, we're showing heavy, regular people.
And do you feel like people abundantly are like Melissa McCarthy, who is the fat? I mean, she's a fat lady. We all know that.
No, but I've always loved her.
And who doesn't? Like, the fact that she's fat means nothing.
Mm-mm.
That's just who she is. And I feel like this double standard that they claim, like Jonah Hill, he's fat, but no one comments on him because he's a man.
Well, that now he's lost all the weight, but that's all they rant and rave about is the weight loss.
I know.
What's worse is, like, then that's also what's in the media is it's always this new diet, this new health kick, and it's always consuming us with the health and the diet and the weight and the movie stars
and that's
and
exactly what I mean by
the double
standard.
Oh, they had a
standard.
Baby, they lost the weight. How'd they do it? Yeah. How can you do it?
And it's that's like, exactly what I mean
no
by the double standard.
No one can do that.
Because a girl will... Cosmo's in business for a reason. And they're one of the biggest proponents of this problem, if you want to call it that. But that's what it is. And that's what the double standard is. I firmly believe...
Well, it's not... Obviously, it's not just Cosmo, but it's also the bigger stuff. Like, it's all about the gossip.
I agree.
I mean, they have, like, the People magazine that
but
do it.
But these things make money because people buy them, and I got news for you. It ain't men who's buying these magazines.
Oh, exactly. Of course.
And so
but it's men who's photoshopping them.
That's probably true. And I'm a firm believer in equal pay. I'm also a firm believer in the equal work part of that. Like, I think Melissa McCarthy and Jonah Hill are a great example. Both of them are fat. No one cares about both of them because both of them are equal are talented.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Adele is another great example. She's a porpoise, but no one cares because she's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
It's overshadowed by the fact that her quality of work is so much better than anything else. Kim Kardashian is a talentless fool, and the only thing we have to talk about is her butt.
Yeah.
So, of course, she releases a picture of her butt.
And it's because everyone has become to idolize her because of it.
Exactly.
But
once again, her TV show is on the air because people are watching it.
I'm even glued to it half the time. Like, if I end up stuck on it, I'm like, damn it.
I do. I like Scott Disick.
But side rant, I've seen this on my Facebook more recently, is American Idol. And they always end up with, and I just, it
is that still
me.
On TV?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's America's Got Talent now or this other, there's all the ones.
There's a bunch
like
of Voice, America's Got Talent.
The Voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I watched one video a while back, and then lately I've seen all the same types of video where it's like the judges didn't pay any mind until they heard their voice, or the judges didn't pay any mind until, or wait till you see, or like her voice was amazing, but I'm like, why does it matter? You know, just like a long time ago, you know, was the person who I would say was intellectually delayed.
Sure.
And they were all judging her and didn't like it until she opened her mouth and she sang I Dreamed a Dream. And then everyone's like,
yeah, what's her name?
Judging people.
That British
Nancy
girl.
Boyle. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. Susan Boyle was right.
I knew Nancy was wrong.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. I mean, that lady looked like a pig farmer.
And now that's all you talk about.
But no one cares.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the way it should be. Like, if you're talented, it doesn't matter.
And I also, like, I'm also a pig. I know that there's over-sexualization of women in the workplace.
Duh.
I know that there's sexual harassment in the workplace. But at the same time, I think that that works both ways. I do think that women don't care as much about it. So it's not at, well, and also men aren't as picky, or men are so much less picky
sensitive?
Than women are
sensitive?
About who they think is hot. If you worked in an office with Channing Tatum, you would be talking to Chris every day about what Channing Tatum does. But since you work in an office filled with people like me, you don't care at all. There's every woman I work with I think is attractive. Every woman, every man works with in this world.
Except,
probably,
except for if you had Adele in your office.
Is she singing?
Sure. Because that's her talent.
But I mean,
you can't see anything till you see your talent.
But do you see my point? Like, yes. There's also a difference in gender personalities where women care less about certain things and men care more about certain things. And so that overemphasizes. And don't get me wrong. I know that. There, just like there's people out there who still hate gay people and are still racist, there are people out there who still hate women. I'm not saying that there's not. I'm just saying the mass majority of time.
Right.
That's how men are men, but girls are girls. Like, the Fappening really gets me, too, because, sure, all the girls were released, and everyone yelled at the men for looking at the pictures of these naked girls.
Instead of the girls having shown them?
Well, no, not only that, because invasion of privacy is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if there were leaked photos of Channing Tatum, every girl in the world would be looking at those photos.
Well, the thing is, I don't mind people looking at them, but I do dislike the fact that someone thought it was okay to steal those photos. Yeah. I mean,
if you have some, you think if you're taking a photo privately for someone in your life, then it's one thing if the person you sent them to leaks them, because I do feel like, yeah, you kind of walked into that.
Like, yeah.
But if they're stolen from your phone, that's a completely different thing. That's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you'll look at them because they're of interest to you. They're celebrities. If Channing Tatum had his hog out and was holding it in his hand and twirling it around, Magic Mike is getting a sequel because Matthew McConaughey jiggled his balls in front of somebody's face for half an hour, and that made all the girls go crazy. I mean, it's kind of a double standard.
That movie was terrible.
You love
and
that movie.
No, I
one.
Hated that movie.
No, I never. I don't remember watching it.
We watched it with Colby.
No,
I was there.
Me and Colby would. We probably like Magic Mike more than Chris does. Channing Tatum, he's a pretty man.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Channing Tatum, but that whole movie was just boring.
That one guy, the Joe Manicagini Leo. Nope.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Not a fan.
No, me either. Well, part of the problem is I didn't like that movie because it was so terrible. And if you're going to watch basically what that is porn, just watch porn. Like,
well, I would think it's porn.
It's a 50 Shades of Grey factor. It's not porn.
They wore a thong.
Because it's not porn.
You saw his penis. You saw Joe's
penis. She paused and said, "Penis."
I'm trying to keep.
I don't remember that part at all.
I don't.
You
either.
See it. He's pumping it.
This is a movie she hated. She certainly doesn't remember details.
And I said it was not a good movie.
It was a huge part. How big was the part?
I said I did not see the movie, and hence don't remember it.
People talked about it because he was the only one you actually saw his penis, and he was using a penis pump.
Saying penis. Say something else. Schlong. Let's bring some old school words back.
You saw his schlong, and he was using a schlong pump.
Can we go around the room?
You know what's more fun?
Can we go around the room and think of euphemisms for
yes,
penis?
I was gonna. I have one.
Donger.
Peter.
I'm terrible.
Come on.
Dick.
Johnson.
Thing.
Schlong.
Dingling.
Wobbly bits.
Okay, that's good enough. We win.
Oh, but I finally have.
Okay,
one.
What is it?
Sausage.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah. Too. Those are pretty good. Those are both pretty good.
The R.
Pork and beans.
You think wobbly bits is too inappropriate of a title for this episode?
Actually, I would say no because I got that off of the diary. Damn it.
The diary.
The diary.
No, that's not it. We know
Bridget
this.
Jones
yes, thank
diary?
You. Thank you.
How did Chris
I've,
know
it's
that?
Been a, it's been
that
a,
is a miracle.
It's been a day.
I speak Katrina-isms.
She knows how to interpret.
My God. I was thinking Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and I'm like, Didn't know that movie was that edgy.
Because her boyfriend or some guy talks about her.
Did you hear
wobbly bits? Which
they're
is just
making
her.
A Bridget Jones's Diary 2, but they don't want Renee Zellweger to be in it because her face is all messed up.
Which
now.
Doesn't make any
oh,
sense.
Oh yeah, because she got shit ton of plastic surgery.
Yeah, she does not look
she's
like Renee
not like
Zellweger.
The same.
Well, they're saying she doesn't
so
look
sad.
Like that like girl next door. Mm-hmm. And they were considering Reese Witherspoon, but Reese Witherspoon would have to gain a bunch of weight for the role.
Reese Witherspoon does not look like the girl next door either. Mm-mm. For the record, I hate Reese Witherspoon.
She's not my favorite.
I have absolutely no reason. I just hate her. I think she's snooty.
I love Sweet Home Alabama,
is.
But I can't. That's the only movie.
She's definitely snooty because she got like pulled over or whatever, and she's like, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh, wait.
Well, I would
she
probably
was,
do
she
that.
She was in Legally Blonde though, wasn't she?
Yes.
And I like.
I like
some of her movies.
I feel like Legally Blonde. She was a girl next door.
Like,
but since then,
what was that one with Chris Pine?
Oh,
this
that's
means
his
war.
Favorite movie.
I love that movie.
He
I haven't seen that movie.
I love that movie. It's got
wait. Is it? Is it on your...
I don't own it, no.
DVD? Okay.
But we can rent it if you want to come over and
okay,
watch
we'll
it
do
sometime.
That.
We won't.
Nope.
But, yeah, I love
on
that
break.
Movie.
Thanksgiving break. Christmas break.
I won't be here for Thanksgiving
May.
Or Christmas break. May, I might be here.
Spring break.
Maybe.
I don't have spring break.
Only if you wear a bikini, Katrina. Wait, is that workplace harassment?
No, because it's outside work. You didn't okay. say I have to wear it on the show.
Okay. So it's not workplace harassment if I go up to one of my employees and I'm like, hey, would you wear a bikini, but outside? Where it's not in the building?
I feel like I would say, like, off the property.
Hey, can you go over to that building and get
can
naked
you go
for me?
Across the street?
Technically, if that happens, HR will can not get mad.
I also feel like Katrina doesn't feel like she has to do anything you say, but the people at your work that are, like, underneath you probably feel like...
No, they don't care at all.
Man!
I just want to move as quickly as possible past it. Okay, let's move on to another topic.
Hey, we could do my story. It ties in.
No.
Okay, let's do your story. Let's just do it. Why not?
Okay, so.
She's so excited.
Now, I just like to say what's going to happen now is Chris is going to read from her paper.
No, I'm not.
And if we interrupt, she's going to yell at us.
Cliff noted.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
So, George Clooney got married. And.
Feminism.
And.
I got a tattoo of a cross on my shoulder.
His wife took his last name. And people are all up in arms because, oh,
why?
She took his last name.
And people don't like to do that anymore.
Yeah. They think it's not feminist, basically, for her to take his last name.
Oh, my God.
She's like a high-powered lawyer. And so there's this whole, like, survey on here.
If I was George Clooney's servant, I would want his last name.
That's what it said. It said, he's George Clooney. Why wouldn't you? But, I mean, the thing is, there's all, I guess it says people with higher incomes, you know, are less likely
That's
to
true.
Take someone's name. Celebrities, people whose name is their business, like if you owned a small business with your last name in it. And then they talk about like divorce. What if you get divorced?
Oh no, you have to change back.
Yeah.
The horror.
But I just think this is what
okay,
bothers
at
me.
At most it costs $400.
Oh, it doesn't even cost that.
Well, and what bothers me most is feminists are like, you can, you know, like
you shouldn't do that.
Right. Like if you're a true feminist, the girl should be able to choose whether she
Guess
takes
what?
The
she
last
fucking
name or
chose.
Not. Yeah, and she chose to do it, and now feminists are mad. Just because it's not the choice they would have made.
I don't understand.
Well, I have one thing.
That's the point of a family, isn't it? Like, what happened to, like, having the Neimans outside your house?
Well, and that's what they're saying. Like, what if you have a baby? Then whose name does the baby take?
Well,
it takes the father's name.
Generally, it takes the father's name unless the father's not in the picture.
But then you aren't tied to the same name as your child. And then... So, I just don't get why feminists are so up in arms about changing your name.
What do they want to do? Hyphenated?
Well,
I hate hyphenated
That's worse.
Names. I have a rule in life that if your name is hyphenated, you're a bitch.
What if it's in there for their first name?
Who has a hyphenated first? Like Kal-El? Like, who has a hyphenated
no, like
first
I
name?
I like a Mary Jo.
Really, nothing for the Superman joke?
I know. I have a lot.
Jesus, what a cold room. Matthew, laugh!
Oh, my God. I know, I was, I'm
did
not,
your,
I'm,
did your soul just turn to stone like mine did? Because
mine has been stone since he's been at that board.
My intestines just evacuated.
The one,
no, don't do that.
The one point this
hey,
article brought up.
Snickerdoodle money buddies right there. I don't really need those.
The one point this article brought up that I thought was interesting was that obviously now we're allowing gay marriage. So whose name are they going
to
take? Could couples start choosing the man or the woman's? And I could see that if, like, I know... There was someone at work the other day who was talking about someone whose name was like Sandy Sanderson because they got married. Like, it was really terrible like that. So maybe in that instance, you'd want to take like the woman's name and the man could change his name.
I know.
Like,
heteros-
gay marriage.
I,
like,
I heard-
I mean, which one is going to take? So I understand that point.
This
but
is-
I feel like it should be the family's choice.
And there's and I say this, but I think there's maybe one case. There's heterosexual couples where the guy took the woman's name.
Yeah.
There might only be one case, but I know that that's a fact.
Well, and the thing is, why can't they choose? Why is it not their choice instead of everyone gets mad because you chose something I wouldn't choose? Who cares?
Well, I know I have a friend who talks about how she's just kind of anti-marriage. She's been with her significant for over 7 years, common law marriage, whatever. Well, actually, they got married out of country and then it didn't become legal. But she explained how having, and it makes sense for those who are higher up, like a lawyer, and for me being a licensed social worker, which of course to her money is not an option. But for me, if I got married, well, actually, no, this will happen because I've got my license right now. In May, I'm hoping to get my master's license.
Yep.
And it's going to have my current last name. But then when I get married, I have to go and get these licenses reissued, which costs, I think it might only cost $100. But still, like, there's a process in.
Well, you have to do Social Security and you have to do birth certificates.
Yeah,
and
you. Exactly. Thank you. As well as then with your clientele, the people you're working with, you know, new business cards, your
sure.
people have to get used to calling you a new name, your emails have to then get
synced up together. Your yeah. email address.
I mean, it's a hassle, but I mean, it's
I got
not
an email from this girl at work who changed her last name and I didn't know who she was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For people, and especially if like you've been in your career for so long and people know you as one thing,
yeah.
and then they start seeing something else,
but,
like, wait,
but
I'm in so and so.
You could say that about so many changes in your life.
Right.
Right. Well, and like changing your email, I had a girl at work that just got married and it took a long time for her email to change. IT took forever. Who cares? Is that really a big deal that her email doesn't exactly match her last name?
You kind of expect it because, you know, getting a license issued to you, getting your birth certificate changed, your Social Security changed, like it's a process. Just like getting a house is a process. Getting a car can be a process. Getting a loan can be a process.
Yeah.
Getting into school, being in school.
Yeah.
Life is a process.
Life is paperwork. And on the internet is not. Get it, 'cause our old show is life.
And but you have a bunch of paperwork.
I do. That's true. That's a great point. On the internet, it's also paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess that's that.
Stupid feminism.
I feel like this is the second week in a row where we've talked about a deep topic and accomplished nothing.
Basically.
Yeah. We just got our opinions out. I feel like we still accomplished something.
I don't. But
giving the other side of things is accomplishment.
That is true.
I agree. But honestly, my opinion is I don't understand.
Nope.
And it's hard to have an opinion about something you just don't get.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm a progressive individual and I want to understand the struggles of the modern woman as they be, apparently, and I don't.
I would sum it up with a simple fact that society has too many people to all be behind one movement and all agree. Because you look at us three. And for what it takes for us to agree on a topic or an opinion, takes a lot. Think about having 100 million people behind you.
Well, that's my thing.
I think that's why it's so hard to understand.
And that's what I mean by the black and white. Civil rights, obviously, we know the right side. Gay rights, we know the right side. Feminism, what is it?
Well, it's because so many people, I feel like, especially now, can get their voices heard when they're on the crazy end of it. They're not just the person who
yeah.
wants
all the extremists
equal pay
that get the attention.
Or just the person who wants to be able to, you know, choose one thing. It's, you know, the person who's shouting the crazy things from
yeah.
the top.
They have nudist colonies in the States, I just thought.
They have a nude beach in Lawrence. They really do.
It's just so random because, one, Lawrence doesn't have beaches.
It's got the lake.
It's at Wakarusa.
Well, I know it's a lake, but like just landlocked Kansas has the nudist beach.
You want to go to the nude beach sometime?
Sure.
Well, everyone complains there's nothing to do in Kansas. We got a nude beach.
There you go.
Do you want to go to the nude beach with us?
Sure.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It'd definitely be a social experience.
It would be a freeing experience.
I'll tell you exactly what would happen. We'd pull up to the parking lot. We'd see some dongers.
And then
we'd
back
up and we'd leave. That's what would happen.
I remember in high school, grade school, I was going through a German, it was like a book on Germany. I was looking at castles and stuff, and all of a sudden I turned to a page and
that's not a castle, but it looks like a spire.
It was a bigger book. Like, here's how like tall the book is.
Okay.
It was like that wide. And it was, you open it up, and like a centerfold, nude beach.
Really?
Dongs and Peters everywhere.
No boobs, though.
A couple.
There's like at nude beaches.
She just wasn't shocked by
it's
boobs.
Like two women for every 100 men. Yeah. I guess really,
yeah, I
wish someone would explain feminism to me without belittling me because I'm a man.
I just did.
But I just don't understand it.
You're not gonna.
But I want to because I want to help.
There's too many. There's much behind it.
There's no cohesive part of feminism like there is for civil rights.
It's like politics. It's like politics. It's a spectrum.
Because
you have the extremists on both ends and everyone in between.
But politics gets nothing done.
Neither does feminism.
So why would they use that as their model?
I don't know.
I mean, I am a man in a position of power. I
no,
can do
you're not.
Limited bit.
No,
I really am.
You're not.
I really am. I control salaries, job descriptions. I have some influence at my place of work.
I have some influence. I am important.
I have two businesses that I'm starting. One's floundering. One's doing really great. And
which
at some point,
which?
This one's the floundering one. I will at some point, hopefully, be a job creator. Or someone who writes paychecks to people, depending on how you look at it.
And he's going to pay Katrina next to nothing.
So I will hire women.
$1.
I will, hopefully, as I get older, have more and more power. And I want to help. I don't know what to do. Besides say, this is position A, this is position B, this position pays 30, this position pays 35. Don't care who goes there. You're getting paid, whatever it is. I'm hiring the best candidate.
How to help is have a set salary for your job. Don't look at names.
I do that already.
Done.
I don't care if you're a girl or a boy.
That's all. That's all they want. Equality. I think that's the main point they want is equality.
And maternity leave.
Well, I'm doing my part for that.
Well, you can figure that out after you hire her.
I'll make the commitment right now. Maternity leave at Duo. At least 3 weeks. At least 3 weeks.
Such a generous
man. What about
man.
Paternity leave?
No. In fact, if a married couple works at Duo, I will take from the vacation time of the man whatever the maternity leave is for the woman. I lost an employee. I need to keep the business running. Just saying.
You fail.
Why?
Well, a lot of people don't like have both people working at that company, so you wouldn't be losing the woman. You would just...
Oh, I know. I'm joking. No, I would give maternity leave. Why not?
Because some people are stupid.
And paternity leave. Why not?
And they, yeah.
That's
a whole other topic. Family's the root of everything. And if you're not at home raising your children, they end up like
psychos.
Well,
and happy employees make good employees.
That too.
Yeah.
That's why Europe is always like, peace out, I'm on vacation.
Exactly.
Let's go hiking.
Well, and there's reasons that like Facebook and Google and Apple and all these places have amazing benefits. They have better products and better employees because they treat them right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Italy takes an hour nap after lunch.
That'd be awesome.
I do that too, but I don't think it's permitted.
It's mandated. You have to take a nap.
Hey, can we?
Well, and
hey, can we have a show meeting real quick?
No, we're not taking a nap right now.
We'll bring Chris into the show meeting.
Okay.
Show meeting.
Okay. I get to be in one.
Why? Why? Why does Cameron look so depressed over there?
I don't know. I've been seeing that since he walked in.
He looks so
sad. I think it's because
of his nosebleed.
Wait, why has he even got his headphones on?
I think he's depressed because he got kicked off the boards tonight. And the person who's doing it is failing.
I think he's depressed because of who's on the boards and how much he's failing.
And he has to be sitting kind of close to him.
Right now, we're describing while we're depressed.
That's probably true.
I bet. I'm projecting.
Should we be insulted that he's got headphones in listening to God knows what during the middle of our show?
Probably a little bit.
I'm hoping he's listening to us through his phone.
He's just got headphones in.
He's listening to his dog.
Okay, what's happening
That
right
is the
now?
Saddest thing I've ever seen. He's just sitting there.
He's still not even interacting. He's just kind of like, meh.
He's just staring at nothing with his headphones and playing nothing.
He can't even laugh at this.
He's crying on the inside.
Definitely.
What is happening?
It's the nosebleed.
Seasonal affective disorder. He's sad.
Do you have sad? Do you have sad, Cameron?
He's faking the smile. Uh-oh.
He pointed at you.
No.
So the fact that he's getting evaluated makes him depressed.
Yeah.
Well, if you need someone to wallow in your depression with,
he's anxious.
How you doing? I was on Paxil for like a good part of my life.
A panic attack.
I don't think I've ever had a panic attack.
They're the worst.
I bet.
They're the worst.
I've had times where I'm like,
I could just drink this whole bottle and die. Is that kind of the panic attack?
Ulcers are your anxiety.
No, ulcers are my punishment for drinking an entire bottle of liquor and wanting to die.
It's also because of anxiety. Just saying.
Well, yeah, the stress doesn't help. Why are we still on a show meeting?
No. No.
Because I feel like I'm the only person still doing the show meeting thing.
It did not happen.
But I didn't say show meeting over.
It did not happen because we invited Chris. It failed. Hey,
oh,
it failed.
We can't have a show meeting without Chris, with Chris in it?
We can have a show meeting with Chris in it.
Technically, Cameron was also in our show meeting. Should I stop doing the show meeting voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Now Katrina's dying.
Yep. Well, Cameron's getting evaluated for depression. That's not good.
It makes me want to cry.
It does. It makes me feel sad. Well, to be honest, it doesn't because I'm always sad. So I'm just as sad.
And you're heartless?
I feel bad for Cameron.
That is true. He is heartless.
My heart is a shriveled up prune. I'm like the Grinch, but instead of rage, it's sadness.
Is your heart going to grow 3 sizes?
No. My heart's dead.
Nope, his ulcers are going to grow 3 sizes.
I just drank an entire thing of Holly Nog. I think my ulcers are going to kick me in the butt.
Probably.
Yeah. We're way late for this break.
I was wondering
when you're
going to
break. Talking
I know, I was
to this
kind of like,
show meeting voice.
It should be break time, right?
Oh, yeah, you guys got somewhere to be?
No.
Yeah.
By the way, during when you guys were talking, which, by the way, good job, I was eating these snickerdoodle things.
I watched.
And just, it felt like I was at a movie.
I noticed, because you were quiet.
Weren't you proud that we actually
talked? I didn't know how you did it.
I was. Those things are so good.
Yeah. They are. I really want to try the cookies and cream one.
Okay, well, since you're not going to, I'm going to say, it's time for a break. So
Chex Mix Muddy Buddies. Celebrate the season with Chex Mix Muddy Buddies snickerdoodle and enjoy a new twist on a favorite holiday flavor. Enjoy the wonderful blend of cinnamon and sugar in every bite.
We should have gone to break when Katrina
just turned off our microphones for absolutely no reason at all. Katrina doesn't run the show. And Chris still isn't on. He just didn't even turn Chris back on.
He's terrible at this.
We almost made it a break.
This is so sad. I want to like hurt myself.
She needs to go for depression. And
it's either that or I'm going to hurt someone else. And I'd rather not go to jail.
It's not me, is it?
It's you.
You, yes.
Okay, Matthew, are you prepared to mute all of our microphones?
Explain. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, don't do it early. But now we're going to go to break.
The musical stylings of Jack White.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
What'd you think of my guitar noises? Katrina, was that break too much for you? Did you fall asleep?
Yep.
I can tell. All right, well, what do we got left to talk about?
Everything, as always.
Well, welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's on the Internet, and it's live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, except during Thanksgiving week, because I'll be in Wichita playing Grand Theft Auto 5, and you can suck it.
And we never talk about anything.
We just had an incredibly in-depth discussion about
we did have
real
a pretty
topics.
Good, we no, did have a good discussion.
I was saying that in lieu of all of your
you know
show
what?
Prep.
You talk about something, then. Let's hear what you got.
Let's talk about the bloop.
Well, you have this video that you wanted me to play. By the way, Jack White, are you ever going to start singing?
No.
Nope. Why would he?
Me and Katrina both just like, nope.
Okay, Tard.
I'm stuck. It's not enough that
I love you. You just, you're stuck.
Yep. I am
Katrina,
now stuck.
How does this happen to you?
So Katrina sent me this video, and it's called Singing Stars.
There's three.
Oh, there's three videos.
Okay.
That was a terrible thing.
Let me open this topic, since you have no idea what we're talking about, because okay. I didn't tell you. On the radio this morning, I heard how they have recorded the sound of a comet.
Is that what it sounds like?
Pretty much. So, in lieu of this recording of the comet, they had apparently, years ago, from what I'm seeing on YouTube, they've also recorded the sounds that stars make, like their frequencies. And it's actually really interesting. And then there's a Christian artist that recently wrote a worship song or sang a worship song. But all he did was put together the noises that stars and the comet and then I think whales.
So what does
they
it have to do with the bloop exactly?
It's weird noises.
I don't need that. I need the audio cord. Why would I need an iPad charger for my laptop?
You said I need the iPad cable.
I said the aux cord is actually what I said.
Anyway,
thank
so
you.
I think it's like the bloop only because it's weird because I didn't realize that like stars and comets had frequencies and like sounds and stuff.
Right.
That's the point of that. And I just, it's not creepy, but just because it's a sound that you wouldn't expect.
Well, yeah, because the bloop is terrifying.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, no. And I pulled a Katrina.
Oh, yes!
Technically, I didn't, though, because I caught it. Unlike Katrina, who would have ripped it off and thrown it across the room.
Yes.
That was a terrifying laugh. I would also like that isolated, where she sounded like the Joker.
I have many of those.
Okay, so this first one is Comet 67P sings a mysterious song caught by Rosetta spacecraft.
Sure.
Okay.
I literally just YouTubed the sounds as best I could just to get an idea.
Okay, this is the intro.
That's
not the
advertisement
sound
for the people. Does it not make you think of the bloop?
It is kind
of
creepy.
Or you can think of it like a helicopter. Just to make it a little less frightening.
I like the Predator analogy of Cameron better.
I agree.
It also sounds like someone going...
What was that?
Really, really fast. This noise.
Yes.
See, I'm making it with my...
A comet. They landed something, some equipment on the comet. No,
that's the sound of the comet.
Of the comet. Like, it's on the comet, and this is what they picked up.
No, that was just the comet.
I'm going to guess Predator is on the comet.
There you go. Sure.
This one is Music of the Stars. Okay, it sounds like a... Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Was not expecting some horns to come in here. P.S. There's no chance this is real.
But you think the bloop is real.
Look it up.
The bloop is real.
After the show, you dive into that all you want.
I'm just saying, if you believe the bloop, you should believe this.
It says, scientists can record the sound of stars.
If they can make...
The technique called stellar seismology is becoming increasingly popular among astronomers because the sounds give an indication of what is going on in the star's interior. Since everything we can touch and see was made inside
it's
the stars,
of course it's not.
We all are star children. Do you feel the connection to the universe?
Okay, stop. You're ruining my topic. Really.
Oh, because the guy said star children and now you think that it might not be legit?
Okay, here's the thing.
I heard it on legit radio. What I found you was just an example.
Katrina,
we're legit radio
and we're playing it.
No, but I will agree that what she found on YouTube may not be the most legit.
This is the sound of a star.
Because you think about it, if they can record the bloop in the ocean, which is limited, if they can record the bloop in an ocean, which has a limit, why do you not think that they could also record sounds in outer space, which is essentially limitless?
I don't necessarily disagree that they could record sounds. I find it hard to believe because there's no oxygen in space.
There's still frequencies.
But isn't it in space no one can hear you scream?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That could also just be it because of the space.
Like, that's like why in Firefly, when the ships take off and fly through space, there's no sound because there can't be sound in space because it's a vacuum.
Look it up later. What I think they're doing
is shooting sound waves at the object, and it's bouncing back, and they're using that to determine shape and size and density, like a not so unlike a bat would do in a cave. Like, that isn't the actual sound that a star makes. That is a frequency they chose being reflected back, and depending on what frequency it comes back to them at, they use that math to calculate its size, shape, density, stage of life, whatever it is. That's got to be how it works, because there's no sound in a vacuum.
That's got to be how it works.
It's got to be. I bet I'm right.
Look it up and explain to me next week. Do it.
Hold on. There's one more. This one right here.
This would be the bloop, not what I head up.
This is the bloop.
Then can Can't you say the same thing for your bloop, that it's just the frequency?
No, because the ocean isn't a vacuum. It's filled with oxygen. Maybe you've heard of H2O.
It's not a...
Anyway.
Did you hear that? The bloop came.
Nope. Anyway, over it. I'm over it.
Can't take the bloop. Done. It's too scary. Also, once again, my point stands valid. She just threw my papers at me.
Move.
Why are we exploring space when the bloop is down there causing trouble?
Okay, I figured out what's going on.
With what?
The sounds in space.
Okay.
So this person says sound doesn't travel in space. So they've translated the frequency of signals and all their numbers into a sound.
Okay.
So they get all these numbers and they're translating them into a sound.
So there you go. So the star is not itself producing sound.
It is. We just can't hear it because it's a vacuum.
As I suspected. Seth Neiman. Scientist.
Nope.
I think people are calling me a scientist.
I wouldn't go that far at all.
Cameron, am I a scientist?
Scientist.
See? People are calling me a scientist. Or every day, tomorrow.
The person who doesn't understand science over there is calling you a scientist.
I don't care. I'll take them. Cameron's welcome in my scientific thing.
Community?
So there's this holiday in China called Singles Day. And they, the Amazon of China called Alibaba. I don't know why it's called Alibaba. it just is.
Alibaba.
They made $1.6 billion on this single day.
Why?
Because Singles Day is like the anti-Valentine's Day there.
Mm-hmm. So you buy yourself something?
Yes, that's exactly it.
I do that all the time.
You buy yourself something.
This is a dumb holiday.
Over it. Speaking of Asians, there was an Asian that bought like...
Were we speaking of Asians? Okay.
A bunch of iPhones and made a heart and proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh.
And she said
Could
no.
Could I keep the iPhone?
Oh.
He had like, I don't know if it was like 200, but it was a ridiculous amount.
I'm sorry.
Why can't I get an iPhone, but he can get 200?
I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's not 1.6 billion. It's 8 billion.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. I like Valentine's Day.
Singles Day, the anti-Valentine's Day holiday emerged in China 2 decades ago as a time for bachelors and bachelorettes to celebrate the single life. Since then, Alibaba, China's largest e-commerce company, has turned it into the greatest 24-hour cyber spending blitz in the world.
Alibaba. At least Seth got that, though.
I did. I got it. Valia would be happy with you.
I know.
Yeah.
I got it.
I know. Chris started it. I did better.
I really want to sing that song now.
I will. She admitted that. She's agreeing with me again. It's weird.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I won't do it anymore.
Has
now.
Turned it into the greatest cyber spending blitz in the world by offering deep discounts on everything from cars to clothes. Sales on Singles Day last year for Alibaba totaled $5.8 billion, up from $3.1 billion the previous year. By comparison, American consumers spent a total
oh my God.
Of $2.9 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Katrina has stopped participating in the show to take a picture of our raptured audience, who are both on... Well, Matthew's actually working.
No, he's not.
But it appears that they're on their phones staring into nothing while I'm talking about this amazing story from China.
And they're like at the same height, and they're both like...
I'll tell you what I'm
looking
for.
Oh, no.
No, we don't care. We care about as much as what Seth was talking about.
What was that voice, Katrina?
You didn't even star why. I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense. So, in one day, this one website's going to make $8 billion. And in 2 days, in all of America, we make 3.1. So don't let anyone say that Americans are ruining the holiday.
Okay.
All right, well,
China has a lot more people.
Guys don't care at all.
Nope.
I like Valentine's Day. Why can't we talk about Valentine's Day?
I don't like Valentine's Day.
I do.
I think it's stupid.
Seth gives me things. That's a good holiday.
It's difficult to escape breasts these days. There are billboards in Moscow.
Why did we not bring this up earlier?
I know.
Popping up on internet ads, promising women bigger ones, and there are breast shampoo dispenser and a holiday gag gift you can't unsee called Jingle Jugs. You can even buy some of the world's strangest vending machine. Not that I mind seeing breasts everywhere. After all, I have two of my own I quite like. But it's disheartening that breasts are often considered more interesting than the women they're attached to, as if we're an afterthought compared to our body parts.
True.
That ain't true.
Uh-huh.
Cameron just got done in the break saying he didn't want to see a girl's boobs if her personality sucked. He literally just said that, and Cameron, besides me, is the biggest misogynist I know. If there's one person in this room who's anti-feminist, it's Cameron, and he just said the most feminist thing in the room. I would just like to point that out. What is your rebuttal?
I don't have one, and you know it.
It's because you know I'm right.
No. I just can't think
I'd just like to say we were talking about this earlier.
But now
you were asking...
But now a bevy
Cameron
of women...
Cameron has unplugged his headphones.
In a matter
Breaking
of
news.
Have taken back to the tit. We're reclaiming the rack, whether you
I'm
like it or not.
I'm over the tits!
Keira Knightley revealed her breasts in a photo shoot last week
about this.
To demonstrate how women's bodies are a battleground. Comedian Tig Notaro, who had a double mastectomy after a breast cancer diagnosis, did a topless set on Thursday after being catcalled from the audience. Wow. That's kind of crazy.
Yep.
So
yep.
Some dude just said, her darsh tits, and then she just got naked and did her entire set naked.
Yep.
How that worked.
That seems a little extreme, doesn't it?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Why?
Chelsea Handler protested after her topless photo was removed from Instagram, calling the move sexist. And a graduation photo. And a graduation photograph of an Australian student breastfeeding has gone viral, sparking yet another international conversation about breasts.
How about women's alien bodies. Conspiracies.
We can get to that one.
We're not going to. We
can get to that one.
We literally got to take a
talk
break.
About more boobs. More boobs.
Okay. And then come back really quick.
Women's bodies and race. A similar photo making the rounds a few months ago of a young black woman got treated quite differently than the white Aussie student. Women showing their naked breasts, whether on social media or as part of a body-sensitive postpartum shots, or walking the street as a matter of fact protest, have become almost some French word that I don't understand.
Let me see.
Right there.
Parlez-vous français.
That's it. You got it exactly right.
I would actually help you out, but you wouldn't believe me.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah, she makes up words. Yeah, impasse.
That was it.
Impasse is a word.
It's not a word. Willingly, bearing it all is a bold move at a time when so many people see the naked bodies of women, famous or otherwise, without permission. So if 2014 ends up being the year of the breast, it will be because women made it happen on their terms. They made it clear that their breasts, or lack thereof, are not public property, that our body parts are just that, one part of who we are and how we experience the world. When Keira Knightley decided to go topless for Interview Magazine, she said she would only do so if her breasts were shown as they were, not photoshopped or otherwise manipulated to look bigger or better, because it does feel important to say that it really doesn't matter what shape you are. You need a tremendous skill to be able to get a woman's shape and make it look like it does in life, which is always beautiful. But our society is so photographic now, it becomes more difficult to see all of those different varieties of shape. That kind of seems like an oxymoron to me. She said, you need tremendous skill to be able to get a woman's shape and make it look like it does in life, which is always beautiful. Why would you need tremendous skill to
get what it looks like really?
Always. And then, our society is so photographic now, so it becomes more difficult to see all different varieties of shape. If there's more photos, there's more access to different varieties of shapes.
I'm just stuck on like the Photoshop and they try to make them all cookie cutter.
Now, it's a bit easier to go topless and talk about the beauty of all breasts when you're Keira Knightley. Women who fit in traditional beauty standards don't have quite as much to lose as the rest of us when they bear all in a high-fashion glossy shoot. Notaro returned to the hospital this weekend, but after she ripped her shirt open on stage last week, Superman-like, according to one writer, the comic was sending a similar but much more daring message as she performed the rest of her set, largely ignoring her own nudity. No breast is normal. The real radical takeaways lays in the presenting of our breasts as a perfectly regular, boring even. Handler's on stage, outrage at Instagram over a funny picture mocking Vladimir Putin's infamous shirtless on horse shot, for example, was focused on a double standard that assumes breast inno consciousness. Don't know what that word is. It's apparently a new word. You ever heard inno consciousness?
No.
Me either.
Nope.
If a man posts a photo of his nipples, it's okay, but not a woman. Are we in 1825?
Yes.
Yep.
It's difficult to argue that the breast tops this year's most political body part. Nicki Minaj and feminist debates over responsibility in black women's bodies assured otherwise, but the obsession with breasts doesn't seem to be going anywhere. It was over 10 years ago when Janet Jackson was attacked for Nipplegate. A Super Bowl performance in which Justin Timberlake ripped off part of Jackson's bustier, revealing a pierced nipple. But it was only this year that Facebook finally lifted its ban on breastfeeding pictures, which were previously labeled inappropriate content, and breast cancer awareness campaigns continue to tell their supporters to save the tatas, as if saving the women attached to them weren't a tad more important. So this kind of nonchalant defiance that Knightley, Nataro, and everyday women are offering up isn't just important, it's desperately needed. If we want to normalize women's bodies, we need to present them with a shrug, not just a wink. They're bodies. We're people. Deal with it. Don't like it? Tough titties. So I would encourage all of you right now, women in this room, to take off your shirt and show your breasts.
Nope.
So all three of the men in this room can go, who gives a fuck? It's feminism.
No.
No.
Then you guys obviously aren't supporting women.
Nope.
Like, I get making it less faux pas to breastfeed and the whole save the tatas and stuff like that, but it's, I don't know, for me it's different to just be like, let's just go bare-breasted all day, every day.
Her point is everyone should be topless, and when they are, well, everyone should be topless all the time. When you get topless, it shouldn't matter. It would be the same as I took my shirt off. Only that's a terrible example because everyone would care if I took my shirt off.
Well, like, where are you taking your shirt off? If you took your shirt off at work, it'd still be really weird.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to just walk around without my shirt on at work. It'd also be weird if I walked down the streets of Aggieville without a shirt on, just for the record.
Unless it's midday in the hot sun.
Unless you're 75 years old and you're mowing your lawn, it's weird for you to take off your shirt.
Unless you're at a pool or...
Yes, a pool is an exception, sure. But I still wear a shirt at the pool because I have man titties.
I was going to say, I feel like most guys are shirtless in the summertime, period.
Oh, sure, hot guys like Zac Efron.
No, there's not... There's
Matthew, do you go around
so
shirtless in the summer? He's a terrible example. He was shirtless in here once.
Who?
In his defense, I did rub his shirt on my crotch, and he wouldn't put it back on. But...
Who?
Matthew.
Just move past it, Katrina. You don't want to know.
Her point is that boobs are only special because we make them that way.
Well, that's probably true.
And if more people were topless, people wouldn't care that you were topless.
Well, I mean, it would, if we had nude beaches and things like that, yeah, it wouldn't be as much of an issue.
So let me ask this question to the women in the room. And Shay, you're included. If you took off your shirt for your husband and he went, would that offend you?
A little bit.
Yes.
It depends on the way I did it. Like, if I'm like... Just like, okay, I'm off work. Like, when I get off work, I tend
Chris
to
will take her shirt
anyway.
Off after work, and I will be in the other room, and you'll hear, because I'll come galloping towards the booth.
It's kind of terrifying sometimes.
Like, she will just be standing there, and then all of a sudden, I'm behind her. Boobies. And she'll turn around. And just every time. No escape.
It's 100% true. Even when I'm wearing a shirt.
It's funny, because I love the, there's a picture on Facebook that says like, hey, I know you had a bad day, grab a beer, and when you feel like it, come grab my boob. Or like, whatever. Like,
there you go.
It'll make you feel better. Come grab my boob.
I'm sorry. I had to read that. I found it during the break,
know.
And I thought
I think
that summed
my,
up my point.
Only, the main thing that I get from that, aside from everything that's supposed to be important, is the fact that we're talking about it in terms of politics and just like, there's so many things that are a little more important.
Do you think
that.
This woman would post a picture of herself topless?
I feel like she should have.
I feel like she should also.
I know.
Like, I feel like her profile picture underneath that where it says her name should be boobs.
All three of us hit this point and we said boobs are only taboo because we make them that way.
Agreed.
In Europe, they are not. The only way it's
but
going
to
start
be fair,
not being taboo is if women start getting topless for no good reason,
but to be
just
fair,
like men. And it
they
starts
don't do
with
that in
this
Europe.
Bitch who's
they
not
don't
doing
do that
it.
In Europe,
they
though,
do it
either.
In specific places.
They do it
like
where
nude beaches.
But there's advertisers with nudity and there's television shows
no,
of nudity.
Not.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is. When there I was is. In Denmark, there was.
Oh, yeah, okay. They were. There definitely is. And if this lady wants to be all high and mighty about her boobs, she should
is
be posting about her boobs.
Is it just top half nudity or is there frontal nudity?
I don't know what the difference is. Why does it matter? All ginies are the same.
But well, I mean, the front part, yes.
I don't understand the difference.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's just a double standard. You can't say boobs are only special because we make them that way. So don't, when you see boobs, just go meh and then not show your boobs because you don't want to be sexualized.
Yeah.
It's got to start somewhere, people.
No, I agree.
There's no Martin Luther King of free the nipple. And there has to be. I mean, it's a stupid analogy, but honestly, that's what they need. They need a Martin Luther King of Nipplegate. That's what women need.
We need to make that a city now.
But, I wanted to get
this
to this
episode
list.
On this episode of Nipplegate.
We are really.
I wonder why. We keep going back to
hoops. I know. All right, Matthew, get ready to mute. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. And welcome back to On the Internet. We've got like 10 seconds, so
too
Katrina, say goodbye.
Bye.
Chris?
Bye.
All right. That was actually a lot faster than I expected.
I know,
now
usually
now we've got like 5 seconds to pad here, so.
Goodbye.
Anyway, thanks for putting up all the boob talk. We'll see you guys next week, Wednesday,
bye.
Live, 8 o'clock. See you then.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time. On the Internet, logging out now. Goodbye.